So President Trump's trying to push coal and other legacy U.S. energy industries back to the forefront of the U.S. economy. But as Christiana Figueres mentioned just now, much of the rest of the world and even some parts of the U.S. are moving in the other direction. Places like Buffalo, New York. Yep, Buffalo, which is bucking Washington, D.C., and betting big on renewable energy. Here's the world's Jason Margolis.
It's easy to pick on Buffalo. It's cold, it's snowy, the economy has been in the dumps for four decades, and the Bills lost four straight Super Bowls. Just saying. But around the turn of the 20th century, Buffalo was the place to be. It had the most millionaires per capita of any city in America. It hosted a World's Fair. It was a bustling inland port with hulking grain elevators and steel mills. One of the world's largest mills used to stand on the shores of Lake Erie. These days, all you hear is the wind roaring off the water. For Paul Curran, the managing director of BQ Energy, that's the sound of opportunity.
We're standing at the bottom of turbine number one. There are 14 turbines in all that generate 35 megawatts of electricity.
Curran's wind turbines supply power for about 10,000 homes.
Today it's a bit windy, which is good for business, with some showers off and on.
Curran walks off as the rain picks up when I come up with a brilliant suggestion.
Should we do the rest of the interview in the car?
Sure.
All right.
Driving around the 1,200-acre site, you see industrial ruins alongside wind turbines and rows of solar panels. It's something of a success story, repurposing toxic, polluted land in a way that's helping combat climate change. But it's not a job story.
There used to be something like 25,000 jobs on the land we're sitting on right now. Today, there's zero.
But projects like this could become a Buffalo job story. Right now, Curran buys many of his parts from overseas.
To the extent that they were made here in Buffalo, that would be great for us as a consumer of that type of equipment.
That's what the state of New York is betting on. It's trying to create a so-called cluster economy for clean technology.
You're more likely to grow in industries where you have a particular concentration because you have the skilled labor for that industry, because you have the supply chain for that industry.
Howard Zemsky is president of Empire State Development, the economic development agency for the state of New York. A few years back, New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo spearheaded the Buffalo Billion Initiative, pumping $1 billion into the area. Three-quarters of that total went toward a massive solar panel factory. It's expected to eventually generate about 5,000 jobs statewide. Critics argue that's a lot of public money for a few thousand solar jobs. And it's certainly not how President Trump thinks things should be going. He sees America's future in old-line industries, things like coal and oil. Zemsky isn't worried about that.
What President Trump decides to do or not do with respect to renewable energy will prove in history to be an asterisk or a bump in the road. The compelling, obvious compelling reasons why we should be supporting clean energy don't go away because Trump decides it's not a priority for him.
Those compelling reasons include booming global demand for green energy technology. The state isn't just betting on large-scale projects to achieve its goals. It's trying to lure entrepreneurs to Buffalo with an annual business plan competition that it dubs the largest in the world. It's called 43 North for the city's latitude, and it doles out $5 million in prizes annually. Daniel Cheney grabbed $500,000 for his startup, Energy Intelligence, a company designing a new way to generate electricity. He shows me a rendering of his product.
So what you see is a flat, wide mat that lays right on top of the road surface. And as vehicles drive over it, they're pushing pressurized fluid through embedded channels. So it's a hydraulic-based system to ultimately spin a generator.
Translation, the weight and motion of cars and trucks creates power. When Cheney won the prize money, there was a string attached. He had to relocate from Brooklyn to Buffalo for a year. He did, and has actually stayed on for another. He sold on Buffalo.
Tons of new development, lots of new bars and restaurants, and just a wonderful quality of life. And the cheap rent is nice compared to New York City.
I have to ask how much you pay now.
Well, I mean, let's just say it's less than half of what I'm paying in Brooklyn.
Cheney and other prize winners share a rent-free, open-plan workspace downtown. The idea is to get a bunch of smart people in the same room sharing coffee and ideas. The boosters are rightly proud of the buzz in Buffalo. Cynics say, let's not get too carried away. Buffalo is still America's third poorest big city. Robert Shibley, dean of the School of Architecture and Planning at the University at Buffalo, says the city can't sugarcoat things. But the data shows they're moving in the right direction. Buffalo has had more than 3 years of steady job growth.
Not since World War II have we seen that. So that's something to be really positive about. We see number of firms, number of employees, wages all ticking up for the first time in decades.
Shibley says advanced manufacturing is helping to fuel that growth, and green energy is very much part of the new matrix. For The World, Jason Margolis, Buffalo.